What's up, guys? Amage is back in the game, so welcome back to Code 7. So, just as promised, I got myself the game, and we can now play Episode 1. We have 9% completed of the whole game, so there's a whole lot more to come. I'm really, really looking forward to this. Episode 0 was really awesome, and now let's see what Episode 1 can do. Episode 1, Threading. Sam?
Hey, Alex, what's wrong?
New info found. Alex, first name. I heard voices.
Nobody said anything. Maybe you dreamt? How are you
Can
feeling?
I dream?
Are you okay?
I am, don't worry, alive. Yes, okay, no. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry this was done to you, Alex. I can't imagine how you must be feeling. But I guess pity is the last thing that you want. So I'll try my best to treat you as I've always treated you.
That sounds good.
You're still you, right? So Lee's
well,
gone.
Kinda.
He never told me what exactly happened between you two.
I absorbed it and its powers.
What powers? I hope not the human killing ones.
Who knows? My system learns about people and who they are. I can automatically store information contextually. I don't know, probably the people thing.
So what? If I tell you I'm 34 and spiders are my favorite animals, you directly store that in a creepy people database?
Yes, wait. Spiders?
They're fascinating. That's scary. But helpful. I don't know which one outweighs the other. We're closing into Earth. Just a couple more hours and we're home. Any idea what we're going to do about Code 7?
The source code of Code 7 was among Soli's data.
You have the Code 7 source code? That's incredible. We can use your terminal to compile an antivirus and... Oh, let me guess. You can't remember your password.
Probably not. Yep, amnesia sucks.
Oh, jeez. I wish I knew a talented hacker who could hack into this computer.
I can use my new brute force tool. Never losing your... never losing your humor, huh?
Nope, the scarier things get, the funnier I am.
That's really
but
good.
Seriously now, can you hack into your computer?
Can I hack myself? Yes, with my new brute force tool.
Affirmative. Personal data like birth year, name of family members, favorite artists, etc. are needed to generate potential passwords with the brute force attack tool.
Again, courtesy of absorbing Soli, I presume.
Yes, but I need more information about myself. Well, do you know my last name?
Our contracts demanded to only use our agent names. Yours was Redwood. Of course, we cheated and told our first names, but last names always stayed secret.
Alright. Any relatives?
We never talked about our families. But if it's any help, you had a cat named Snowflake. You cared a lot about her. She died last year.
A cat named Snowflake? When was I born?
May 22nd, probably? I can't remember the year, nor your age. What a friend I am.
Really? Anything I love?
Can you be a little more unspecific, please? What do you love? Well, that's a tough one. I don't really know. You enjoyed rain and... Oh, wait! You're a big Tchaikovsky fan. Wait, was it you or Pine? No, definitely you.
Alright, Let's see if we can hack ourselves. LXPC? Are you connected to any network? Nope. Alright, so let's log in.
Brute force attack with control I.
Attempting brute force, whoa.
Congratulations. You have hacked
Redwood Snowflake 05.
Data analyzing tool available.
Great!
Use the code 7 source code and define a new antivirus.
Let's check the antivirus. No virus found. Right, define. Code 7 source.
Warning. Code 7 antivirus cannot be compiled. Processing power not high enough.
Oh, of course. We need more processing power.
Damn it, but we need this. We can stop the virus with it. Oh, okay, let me think. I can hook the ship's computer up. That one has way more capacity. Let's just hope it doesn't overheat.
I don't know, that sounds kind of dangerous, but we don't have a choice. I don't know what I should answer. but we don't have a choice.
Indeed we don't.
Let's do this. But be careful,
okay,
alright?
All set. Let's compile that software.
Processing power increased. Continuing code 7 antivirus compilation. Compilation 25% done. Compilation 50% done.
That's quick.
Warning, overheating.
Uh-oh.
Compilation 75% done.
Come on! Keep going!
I'm planning to.
Compilation 100% done.
Yes.
Successfully compiled.
And we're going
worked.
Down.
You've got the software now.
Because everything overheated.
To be deployed before contamination to be successful. Delivering the software to Earth is the most efficient solution with a success rate of 87% if done before arrival of Code 7.
Once we're on Earth, I'll give it to the DDF.
Warning, overheating, ship damage detected.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
I knew it.
We fried some of the hardware. That doesn't look good.
Oxygen leak detected. Chance of host survival, 91%.
Can you stop the leak?
Where is it? I can't locate the leak.
System malfunctioning.
Come on, we're hooked into the computer.
79%.
We need to find out where the leak is.
The autopilot is going crazy. We're heading straight towards Mars now. Even if I can stop the oxygen from leaking, this ship is going to smash right into the ground.
Can't you manually fly? Use an escape pod? Can't you manually fly?
I can't. The autopilot has control and it's not responding. I can't deactivate it.
Chance well, of host survival, 26%.
Oh, that's bad.
Starting to get sleepy. I need to get you and the antivirus off the ship. I'm sending you to the station over the satellite network. I've no fucking idea what happens when you leave your brain. You'll be all digital then, but it's our only option.
No, I'm not leaving you. Will you be alright? I'm not leaving you.
You'll have to.
Chance
no.
of host survival, 0%. I am sorry.
No! Yeah. Thank you.
Focus, Alex. Go find someone at Orion Station. Make some noise, draw attention. Warn them about this ship. Then it will crash and promise me you'll get the antivirus to Earth. I'm going into a stasis pod and hope.
Right, the escape pod.
To survive.
That's good. Thanks for everything. Hopefully we will see her again. Damn. Hiding behind faces that are not really of their own. Dancing with strangers at their fictional costume ball. Enjoying the knowing that no one will ever realize who they really are. The cover will fall. The cover. Oh. Episode 1, Threading. Code 7 virus reaches destination in 4 hours. Yeah, in 4 hours. Oh boy. We don't have that much time. Stop wasting time.
Installing Lumos. Welcome to Lumos. Systems online. PC operable.
Get someone to notice you. I hear strange mumbling. Alright. Apps. Mail. What do I have here? Someone's called Ilyushin. Do we have here? Congrats. Wow, yeah, I'm late. Great. Contact message. A humble fan. Friends stay in this. What? Alright. Do we have files? Some docs. The article. Too short, need more material. Alright. I don't want to read everything this time. Orange Station is a capitalistic shithole, blah blah blah. Alright. Enter one. All granted, I could go on. Alright. I guess we could play some music, but let me first check if we can. Oh, microphone. No connections. Alright. Wait, we could play some. Let's. Oh! No. Come on, hardware. Speakers. Volume. Like, all the way up. No audio playing. I know. What silence? Really? Playing silence on earplugs. No, you don't. You play them on speakers. No audio playing. Fuck off. Started. Paper. Count. Zero. Instant order. The order will be delivered to you in approximately 240 seconds. God damn it. Can you print something? Can I do something with the microphone? Record. Pass input to output. On. Stop recording microphone. No. Speakers. Wait. The recording. Play the recording. Speaker. Volume to 100. What about those fucking earplugs? Well. Maybe I should read this. Oh, right, that's just a small story. What about the draft? Write this blog. This won't help me even if I print this. She's writing a script, or he. For some, I thought I read a name that said it's a she. I'm not sure right now why I think it's a she. Alright. Maybe we should record a little longer. No. Pass input to output. Yeah, that's on. Oh, we should not stop recording. We should just turn the speakers on, huh? Passing microphone input to earplugs. I want the fucking earplugs to... Still zero, really? I don't want to shut it down. All cartridges charged at 100%. Clean the sensors.
Your printer is cleaning itself? Don't you know how your own hardware sounds, Zoya?
A blue screen? I thought those died out centuries ago.
That's not a blue screen. Maybe it's a virus or something. Have you been visiting naughty sites again?
Probably.
No internet here, remember?
Hey, it was just a joke. Maybe you should reboot your humor along with your computer.
No, don't
I'm
reboot
trying.
Me.
Hey, blue screen, why won't you let me reboot? What's your problem?
I'm not a blue screen. Can you read
can
this?
Can I read this? What?
You can read this.
Talking
great.
Virus. That's so cool.
I'm not a virus. God damn
wait
it.
A second, blue screen. Are you listening in on us?
Probably.
Leave my computer alone now.
Please listen to me just a minute.
Listen is the wrong word, my friend. Oh,
well.
Wait. Nash, isn't it? Okay, fine. You got me. Nice prank. Now let me get back to work.
Nash is too lazy to pull pranks like that. Anyways, I have to get to my shift or else Scuttler will put me on cleaning duty again. See you later. Good luck with the virus.
I'm not a fucking virus. This is not a prank.
I'm not playing games with you. I'm pulling the plug.
Oh. I'm in your computer. You will kill me. No!
Warning. Critical power cut imminent. Self-preservation mode activated. Processing power enhanced. Reaction time reduced. Please act immediately.
Escape the computer.
Activating emergency protocols.
Ooh.
Relocating conscience to headlands. Initiating relocation. Hold tight.
I hold tight. Why did you pull the fucking plug on me?
Mission completed. Disabling emergency protocols.
Sayonara, blue screen.
I'm not a blue screen.
What the actual fuck? How are you in my head lens?
Listen, a ship is going to crash.
Not funny anymore. Stop it.
This is not about you or me. No, people will die if we don't stop the ship.
Why is a ship crashing? Is this a terror attack?
No, it's not. We were escaping Schrodinger station.
Schrodinger? That's the one that stopped responding. You were there?
Yep. We barely escaped an evil AI. Yes, an evil AI created the Code 7 virus. That's no take this. Turns robots into killing.
So
that sounds ridiculous.
You've been on Schrodinger station, and now there's a virus called Code 7 heading our way that's about to kill us all.
I know this sounds ridiculous. I know it sounds crazy.
Oh, it does. It totally does. What are you going to do about the virus?
I have an antivirus.
Any plan to?
I need to send it to Earth.
Okay, I'm coming over, Nash. I know it's you. See you in a bit. Nash, would you please leave my... Oh, you're sleeping?
Was is the word that you're looking for?
I'm sorry, I thought you hacked my computer. So it wasn't you.
I told you!
Why would I do that again?
Again?
Alright, sorry. But now that you're up anyway... Wait, what, again? Never mind. Can you help me get rid of the intruder in my head lens?
No, stop it.
You're such a pain in the ass. Fine, I'll take a look at it, but then you're gone. You're interrupting my mandatory 7.3 hours of sleep.
Promise.
The ship is going to crash.
I've never seen this OS before. Did you install it?
No, that's not mine. Just wipe the hard drive. I brought backups.
Please don't.
I'm on it.
Warning, access detected.
I fucking hate you.
Sorry, we're busy.
Oh, I wasn't expecting a visit from Central Security. What can I do for you?
Miss Ilyushin, please come with us.
What? Why? On what basis are you taking me? Hey, get your hands off me. Leave me a...
What is wrong with you? Let her go now. No, I won't let you...
Nash!
Leave him. Bring her to the security office.
Dependency on host detected. Reconnecting through network recommended.
Network access? Follow Sawyer through. Oh. Alright. Wait, is there anything helpful here? Install antivirus. Why not? Not found. Alright, that's good. Alright, no hardware found. I get it. Where is she? Nope. No hardware found. Try to get access to the room where Sawyer is located. Attempt MIM attack. Yes, let's do that. That's our target. Where are we? Alright, we are that. Two... 14... Alright. So, deploy with return. Boom. Booyah! Right. Now we have to wait. Pick up the key. Nice. Network jump. We did this. Now we're here. And system unlocked. Message contain password. Alright. Security chair control. Interesting. Let's check the apps first. Install. Run it. Not found. I like that. Hardware. No hardware found. Network access. Well, we don't want to jump back, right? Oh. Fuck. No. Hardware search. No. Where am I? Why did I? Why? All right. Anyway, security, chair control. Executing command close on chair one. Huh. It didn't do anything. Settings, edit. Select the chair, open. Execute. We are in that room now.
Stubborn, what is the meaning of this? Let me go.
Lock her in the chair. Miss Ilyushin, we know about your little investigation.
What are you talking about? I'm a journalist. You've seen my license. Of course I investigate.
Indeed. However, accessing restricted information does not define a journalist, but a spy. A few moments ago, we detected an external connection from your computer. You've been talking to someone. Who were you talking to, and what did you tell them?
That? I got hacked by someone. I was trying to get rid of that. Just ask Nash.
I'm not playing games. Do you hear me? Cooper, give me your gun.
Sir, did you think that's a bit too...
Hey, wait. You're not... I swear, I didn't do anything. There's no need for this, please.
I will not ask again. Do it now!
I'm sorry. I won't. We need hard evidence.
You want hard evidence? How about this?
Shit, this dude has problems.
I'll talk. Just for Christ's sake, leave that man alone.
Fuck.
See? That wasn't so difficult now, was it? Better start talking.
Okay. I've heard that several people dropped dead, which nobody could explain. Now you're trying to find out what's going on.
So you've heard about the Phantom Plague. What else?
Some experiments going on, but I don't know any details. And I've stumbled over the name Lily, and...
Don't you dare speak her name! Don't you dare defile her name with your filthy mouth!
Okay, I won't. Calm down. Hey, stay away. No, don't!
Mr. Colburn, there's a situation. It's critical.
This better be important.
Fuck. Why can't we do anything?
And set for collision course. We tried reaching the pilot, but they're not responding. I'm sending the data to your screen.
Then shoot it down.
We will not receive permission from Earth in time. We can't fire on a passenger vessel unauthorized.
God damn it! Do I have to do everything myself? Fine. Expect me in 5 minutes. Sanchez. Help Cooper walk. And follow me. Now, we're going to Centercom.
Fuck.
What the... Shit. Help. Can anybody hear me? Oh, Blue Screen. Are you here? Please, get
don't call me Blue Screen.
I believe you, okay? You're right about the ship, and I'm sorry. Now please, get me out.
Oh, now you want to talk to me? Now you want my help? Sam! No! Why her? Come on!
That was the wrong chair! I'm right beside it! Hurry! Help! Help! Somebody, I'm in here! Help me! Please!
Come on.
All right. With you. I'll meet you in Nash's room. Shit.
Fuck. That is intense. I really hope she made it, but actually I don't really think so. All right. This is all my fault. Well, no, actually, you should have listened to me.
And it would have changed what? He still would have interrogated me, and the ship still would have crashed.
Holborn is a complete madman. He would... I don't want to think about it. And you... You were right about the ship. You got me into that messy situation, but you were also right about the ship.
Fair point. Fuck.
If you have any information on the whereabouts of Soil Inusion, please call security immediately. All domes are now considered on lockdown. Stay wherever you are until further notice. I repeat, this is not a drill. What? Stay safe. We're calling for help as we speak.
I'm sorry.
Stop. I don't want your pity. I'm not down yet. These assholes are trying to pin this on me. We'll see about that.
What's the plan?
I need to go to the transmitting station and call for help.
How do we get there?
We need to go through the center dome to the cargo bay. There are space rovers that'll take us to the comm station, which is the only place you can communicate with Earth.
What about code 7?
You can send data from there. So the faster you help me to get there, the faster you can transmit that little antivirus, or whatever this is. I actually don't care.
Oh, you should.
God. The center dome, there's nothing left of it. The ship destroyed it all. We're cut off.
Did I see a stasis pod somewhere?
It's hard to tell. There's so much lying around, and this window is so small. Who's in the pod?
My friend Sam.
Oh, don't worry.
Her.
Well, we're going to find her then. Anyways, first things first. The emergency protocol has issued a lockdown and the door to the airlock is sealed. So at some point, I need you to hack this door. But before I do that, I'm gonna need an Ava suit or I won't be able to leave this dome. I'll rack my brain to think of a place that I might have a suit. But if you have any leads, just point me to a coordinate and I'll check it out. Let's do this, blue screen.
Stop calling me blue screen. Who's Colburn?
Richard Colburn. He's the security supervisor here. He always had it out for me. In addition to being paranoid and choleric, as you have witnessed yourself.
What is the Phantom Plague?
I don't know. Apparently people have been dying here and nobody can explain why. They call it the Phantom Plague. Just another metaphor for, I don't know what's going on, or we've done something incredibly stupid, and now we have to quickly invent an excuse.
Yep, then so that sounds like it was Lily.
Maybe Colburn's mother, daughter, sister, I don't know. I just stumbled over the name multiple times.
Alright. So, move to. Where's a fucking suit? Well, let's check out SH1.
She Fang's room. Oh, I remember. She's the one maintaining the outer hull of the station.
Look
she
at that.
She must have a spacesuit. There are tools, a computer, and a locker here. The spacesuit might be in this locker, but I need a code. 4 numbers. I bet it's her birth year. It's always the birth year.
Inspect the computer.
Maybe we can find useful information on here.
Let's see. I'm sorry, Miss Fang. Everyone's email accounts are synced every Monday with Earth. Alright, nothing interesting. Otherwise it would update. I miss you too, how long will you? Alright.
New communication available.
Whee! Date of birth. Alright, that's a... That's her birth date. Nice. So, there was utilities app. Oh, now we can install the code 7 right here. Found.
I'm the first woman on Mars. What's up? Well, not the first. Technically second. but first through the door, and second on the ground, only because Jana jumped over the side rail. The job's great, really. I just miss my family. I can't wait to tell my little brothers the adventures of She the Space Mechanic.
Reminds me of Isaac Clarke. Any network stuff? Alright, yeah. Actually, yes. Alright. Birthday year.
Yep, it was the code. Bingo. Here's the Ava suit. I'll get into it real quick.
I'm having a deja vu.
Let's pay the airlock a visit.
Last time, after someone put on a suit, it wasn't too good.
To hack the door.
Sure thing, but... Oh, yeah, let's ask her more.
What kind of hacker are you? How do you just randomly access a computer without knowing where it was?
I'm adventurous. I didn't have a choice?
We're on Mars, Orion Station. You know about Orions, right?
I have amnesia.
Right. Sure. I'm not even surprised. Orion's was the testing colony before the interstellar settling program was launched. You know, seeing if it works before heading out into deep space. Sort of like a dress rehearsal.
How did you get on the
like
station?
Like everyone else, with a spaceship. I received a red pass as a journalist. Only select people may live on this station. But at the end of the day, money or connections is what guarantees you a spot on Mars.
Who's Hamza?
Hamza is a good friend. He arrived on the same shuttle as I did. If I trust anyone in this station, it's him.
That's good to know. And Nash?
Nash works in IT. He's the one I go to whenever I need digital help. He's a bit... difficult. But I like that lazy jerk.
What about Linnea's office? Maybe we shouldn't go in there because there are three people, but let's have a look.
Are you okay? What's with them? Are they injured?
Zoya! I'm fine, don't worry. Those two got injured when... the explosion... I'm taking care of them. Jesus, how could this happen? What is going on? Centercom said you're a wanted criminal.
Don't believe a word they're saying.
I don't plan to. I've never trusted administration.
Neither have I.
Good.
That's why I'm heading out to the satellite to call for help. Stay here and take care of any injured, will you?
You're going? Zoya, can I ask you a favor? You need to help me find someone. Please.
My top priority is to get a distress signal out, but I can keep an eye out. Who am I looking for?
My sister.
Your sister? I didn't know you had a sister. How have I never seen her around? What's her story?
We kept it secret. Please don't tell anybody about her, or we'll both get in deep trouble. She's vanished. I haven't heard from her for a few days now, and I'm worried sick. Please find her. Make sure she's okay.
Oh boy.
Her name is Jenna. Please, Zoya.
Of course, Linnea. I will look for her, don't worry.
Thank you.
Sure.
Dear God, I hope she's okay.
The blue screen will find her. Ask her why she kept her sister a secret.
Why did you keep Jenna a secret?
Why? She didn't get a red pass. We applied together, same background, same life, and they approved my visa and declined hers, without explanation. I couldn't leave her behind to become another nameless statistic killed by the rebels.
So you smuggled her? Wow, that's quite an achievement considering the security standards around here.
Nice.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as people say. I can trust you, right, Zoya?
Sure.
You're not selling us out?
Nope.
Linnea, those guys tried to torture me, and now I'm on the wanted list. I'm taking them down. Thanks for telling me the truth.
Yes. Check the injured.
So, two injured. Do you know who they are?
Yes, they're both in my class. The one on the bed is Hayes, and the one here is Vitali.
Oh, right! Hayes does the IT repairs. What does Vitali do?
You eat his food every day. He's the cook.
Ah.
And a splendid cook he is.
Thank you. I know enough. I hope they're back on their feet soon.
Let's hope so.
Is Hamza all right?
I don't know. He went off to work.
Hey, nice. So much information. We need to get all the information together. So we will check every single computer here. You're aware of that, right? Yeah, we can basically, yeah, we can jump around, but why don't we just walk everywhere?
Can you pass me that bowl of water and the towel, please?
Sure.
Since I have the possibility to do this on every single computer, I'm pretty sure that at one point it will be found. So can you move to D101? Oh no, you know what? Go to Hamish. Let's go over there and check this place out.
Another quarter room owned by Hamish Krager. I talked to him once. He doesn't like me. There are some music CDs, some sort of satin sack, and some magazines.
Strange. Alright. Let's check that out. Dear Mr. Krager. I know it's annoying that I'm not, like, searching everything, but
most of the albums are by Godwolf.
I'm not reading everything. By Godwolf. Favorite music. I'm not reading everything, but this would take forever, probably. So if you want to read this, really, just hit the pause button. It would be cool to read everything, but yeah, it will probably take double the time.
A satin sack containing a collection of art supplies, brushes, colors, papers. Wouldn't have taken him for an artist. Several issues of Nene Wire, Uptech, and Solidarity Today. What a wild mix.
What a wild mix. Alright. Yeah. Move to D101. So, there's so many offices we haven't checked. And I have a serious feeling that we really should do this to gather information about all the people on the ship. That room's a mess.
Oh boy, what happened here? It looks like the wardrobe exploded. Clothes everywhere, also books and sheets on the table. I envy you for lacking a sense of smell right now.
Holy shit.
Sweaters, socks, boxers all scattered on the floor. The chair at the desk carries more sweaters than the cupboard. Whatever works, I guess. Looks like educational material. The Big Bang, Facts and Myths, The Uncharted Territory of Black Holes, and Horsehead Nebula are some book titles. There's also a written test here. C-. Good enough.
Good enough.
The keyboard's greasy and full of skin flakes. Ugh.
Wait, I will hack that. You don't have to touch it. Floating in space. Azul, come over tonight, we can share a bed. Don't want you to drown in his junk. Dude. Right. So, move to Carla's room.
This is Carla's room. She's the lead medical officer. I hope she didn't get caught in the crash. If we're without a doctor, oh, I don't want to think about it. Higher ranked
personnel
better. Usually get the larger and nicer rooms on the upper floor. I heard she refused so she could stay near the civilians. Say what you want about her, but she's humble. She's got some certificates and even more photos on the wall. There are two singing bowls on a shelf and a lot of incense. Unused, though. She probably didn't want to set off the smoke alarm.
All right, inspect the photos.
She's a very old couple. Could be her parents. A lot of pictures show a young woman with red hair. Daughter, maybe? And Carla is fond of a certain exceptionally fuzzy dog. He's in 5 pictures. Dr. Carla Boskoop, born January 31st, 2047. Doctor of medicine and of science. My, my, busy person. My mother would gladly take her as a daughter instead of me. Rose, amber, cedarwood, cinnamon, and lavender. As said, unused. But you can still smell it. Incense and singing bowls suggest frequent meditations.
Probably. So, let's check the computer. Medical blood. We're very low on blood bags. Alright, what's that? Oh! Gorski? New name. And Faso. I have no idea how to pronounce this. Audio files. I have no idea. How do you do while... I don't know. What do you do while meditating? Probably like this. I don't know.
Nothing. Recording. Stop bothering me in my free time.
That was a clear 3 months ago, wasn't it?
What do you want?
Something came up. I need your help on the medbay. Can you please give your favorite nurse a hand?
Your favorite nurse. If he has to say it like this, he's probably not the favorite nurse. Difficult relationship with your mother?
Sorry, but that information is protected under the Journalist Integrity Motion 8, Section 12.
What? Move 2! D100. Oh. Not far. What? Oh, 108. Okay, I got it. Alright, so on the right, we can't go there, unfortunately. Let's check down here. Alright, we've been here everywhere. Do you want to check your room again? I don't want to know what that yellow dot is. Seriously.
Delivery.
Well, at least we know the paper delivery is still working.
Oh yeah, I might have ordered it.
Huh. I should disable that stupid insta-order crap. Anyway, if there was anything important in my room, don't you think I would have already picked it up?
Fair point. Alright then, do you want to check on Nash again?
He's still unconscious. I think we have to give him some time.
Alright. Alright then, let's move on to the next section. That means we've checked every computer in here. I hope that we've found everything. I really do. D1G? Yes. Alright, so let's hack the fucking door. Shut. Let's hack the fucking door. Boom. Boom. Alright, alright. Oh! Yeah, give me a second.
Hack impossible. Abort with escape.
Wait, what? What did it mean, hack impossible?
To hack this door, please abort.
You're fucking kidding me. I will not abort this. I'm not stupid. Why would I? Oh, come on. This is a joke, right? Fucking did it. Boy.
Additional tools required. Abort with escape.
What do you mean additional tools required? Fuck off.
Sorry, we will not make your success any more likely.
Okay. I need better software.
Okay, we'll figure something out. As far as I can tell, now Nash is our only hope.
Let's
we should
wake
go
him
back
up.
And try to wake him up again. Let's go.
We just came from there. Seriously. Okay. Not complaining. He should upgrade us. Hey Nash, wake up.
Nash, come on, please wake up.
Oh, Jesus. What happened? Son of a bitch. My head hurts.
The guards took me away. You tried to stop them, remember? But thanks for standing up for me. Really, you know, even though they knocked you out.
Oh, shit. Right. Are you okay? Did they hurt you? I'll teach them a lesson. Tell me where they are.
Nash, calm down. Stay in bed. You have a concussion. The guards might not even be alive. Shit. How do I say this? A ship crashed into the station. We're trapped, and I need your help.
What? No way!
Unfortunately, it's true. There's no time for long explanations. I'm sorry. The center dome is history. I'm going to call for help, but I need you to help me get through the airlock. It's sealed right now. Can you do this for me?
Oh, okay, let's... I can't believe it. All right, so we're under lockdown protocols. That means the systems will be protected by additional security programs. You'll have to use a network jammer to get past the airlock door. I've got one on my USB stick.
This
nice.
One?
That's the one. Plug it into my computer and download the utility app to your head lens. You'll find it under hardware.
It's in. Blue screen, get the jammer app.
Stop calling me blue screen. God damn it. That's not funny. What? I'm in Nash's computer. Ah, right, the stick.
Fuck my head.
Lie down, you need to relax.
Yep. I have the network jammer.
Nash, I've got it.
Good. Now, before you start any hacking, remember, you have to install the app on a computer first. That can be a PC or a printer or whatever is connected to the network.
Thank you. I'll get a distress signal out, I promise.
Don't worry about me. You go and don't do anything reckless. Do you hear me? It's not your job to keep us safe.
Right, now we have to do this.
Wrong job, then. Take care, Nash.
What do you mean on highlighted computer? Wait. Check the network. Right, so it doesn't matter on what computer we install it. That's interesting. So, install it. Oh. I don't know. Oh. Network jammer. Oh, come on. Run. Can only be used from within MIM attack. All right then. Looks like it doesn't work properly. Move two. Alright, so on what computer do we have to install this then? Can we install it on the security computer? I don't know. Oh. Right, I can't. Alright. Oh. Wait. Move to. Oh, we have to install it there. Alright, come on, let's go to this room. Okay. Utilities, install the network jammer. Installed successful. Alright. Let's check the network. Access that. Attempt brute force. Yes, attempt brute force. Words available for brute force attack 4. Oh, nice. Yes, we found so many stuff. Let's first check some files.
I'm gonna use those maintenance boxes as hideouts for my secret diary. Because I'm the only one using them anyways. So,
not anymore.
I had egg powder for breakfast. Yeah. Wow, she, your life is really something.
Yeah? Alright, then. Install that network jammer. Access the airlock door. It's our next mission. Alright. So. I want to move to the... Oh. To the door, please.
Can you try to hack the door?
Yes. I will. That's the plan. Log in. That should work.
No to use network
jammer. What? Are you for real? Oh. Ah,
use
now.
Network jammer with control J.
Fuck.
Use network jammer with control J.
All right. Now it works. Great. Come on. Come on. Fuck.
Use network jammer with control. Move to highlighted node to use network jammer.
I should have paid more attention to that. Come on.
Use network jammer with control J.
Come on. No. Fuck off.
Use network jammer with control J.
Come on. All right. Now it should work.
Control J.
Why are you doing this to me? Seriously? This is not funny.
Control J.
Fuck.
Move to highlighted node to use network jammer.
God damn it, why can't... Oh, now it worked. Okay.
Okay, I'm in the decompression chamber. Damn, it looks worse than expected. The pressuring unit took a hit. We've got no choice but to force it open. This is gonna be fun.
What will happen?
Well, usually the airlock needs the same pressure as the outside before opening the door. Since that's not the case right now, I'll be hurled outside like baby bunnies after mating season.
Nice one.
I know, right? Phew. Okay. Deep breath.
Oh.
You can do this, Soya.
Okay. I can't open the door to the center. The button is unresponsive. Why don't you try to close it over your system?
Sure. Airlock inner. Close.
I think you have to open the door immediately after closing the other one, so the pressurizing will start.
All right.
Use the tab key to quickly cycle through commands.
What? Ah, that's cool.
Use the tab key to quickly cycle through commands.
Door to center opened automatically. All right. Arm. What do I need to open first?
Use the tab key to quickly cycle through commands.
What? So actually, yeah, I guess first the inner one.
Use the tab key to quickly cycle through commands.
All right, airlock inner. Close, airlock outer open.
Here we go.
Yes. Leaving the nest. Oh shit. Oh, fuck. Are you alright?
Ouch.
Let's do that again. Are you hurt? Let's not be a prick about it.
Bruises. I'm glad the suit survived this. Okay, let's see. Oh boy. The crash looks even worse up close. There's really nothing left of the ship nor the station. What an impact. And oh god, that's an arm. Somebody's arm. Fuck, no. No, there are a lot of dead people under the debris. No, please. Please don't let Hamza be here. That's Micah. Oh no, no.
Can you look for Stasis She lost so many people now.
Don't have time for this. Nobody survived this. Nobody. I'm sorry. Let's move on. Ugh.
Are you alright?
There's... a child.
Where?
A few meters away.
What? Sam? What's happening?
She's standing in the middle of the debris, staring at me. Hey, honey. Are you all right? Can you understand me? She's not wearing a suit. How is that even possible?
There's nobody on my map.
I'm not gonna hurt you, all right? I'm coming over now.
Snap out of it, Alex.
Weird. What's going on? Kid, where are you?
Calm down.
Yes. Right. Be calm. Deep breaths.
Fuck, this is intense. Keep looking for her.
No, I was imagining things. It's nothing. I just saw a bunch of corpses. I probably freaked out a little. It's okay. I'm moving on. I have to focus.
Fuck, maybe we should have asked for Sam. Maybe something else would have happened. I don't know.
Okay, we're here. The entry to the cargo bay. And let me see. Of course. Blue screen, we have two problems. First of all, we need a high-level security card to open the door. And secondly, the airlock does not have enough power to work. That means even if I get in, it won't pressurize the chamber.
Stop calling me Blue Screen, first of all. So, what do we do?
I bet we can get a security card in the science department, left of us. The security and labs are there, and high-ranking staff. If there's a card to be found anywhere, that'd be it. About the power, I'm not so sure. But there are cables going in the direction of the recreational area to the right. If I remember correctly, there should be a reactor there. Maybe we can use its power somehow. So, what shall it be, Blue Screen? Science department on the left, or recreational area to the right?
What about the kid? I don't know why this is corrupted.
What child?
The one you saw at the crash
site.
I don't know
what you're talking about. There was no child at the crash site.
What? You told me you saw a little girl.
Are you hallucinating? Everyone at the crash site was dead. Nobody survived. And now let's move on. We have things to do.
What's happening? We go for the key car. Let's start for the science department.
Left it is.
All that's left is science. Alright, got 7 virus, reach a destination in... Okay. Well.
And here we are, the place I always wanted to see but never could. We can't go straight ahead. This light barrier will either trigger an alarm or fly me on the spot. I think the latter is unlikely, but I don't want to push my luck.
Understandable. Find a way to the upper dome. Well, we will end this episode right here. Let me see. Back to menu. Press F1 now. Yeah. So we should... Right, we're at 14% now, so... We will continue this in the next episode. I love episode 1 so far, it's really cool, but it seems to be kinda longer than the episode 0. We have now to find the card, get into the hangar, and I don't know what then. So I think the episode 1 will go on for a little bit longer. So I will make a cut here. I really hope that you enjoyed it. I'm freaked out about the kid and that it was kinda Sam, and now she doesn't remember about it, and I'm pissed about the fact that she currently calls us Blue Screen. But yeah, let's see how everything turns out. I love this game. I seriously do. It's so much fun. It's so... Well, yeah, the principle is so simple, but I know I said this in episode 0 already. What I love about this, you normally have the other way around. And I have to constantly think about Soma. Where you're running around and you have this talking robot in your head, and now it's the other way around. It's so cool. To have it from this side and to help the person on the screen, like, to go everywhere. It's so cool. It's a new concept, kinda. And I really enjoy this. So, yeah. I've talked for way longer than I've expected now because I really like this game. And I hope that you enjoyed it too. If you did, hit the like button down below, leave me a comment, and then I will see you again in the next episode of Code 7.